Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I cannot diminish the value of this story. I can't. I've kind of built this show around hope, right? And despair, quite frankly. We talked about a wonderful woman from the 911 center in the county donating a kidney to a coworker over the break, COVID break, as we like to call it. I talked about the amazing, amazing courage of this amazing woman that I'm about to talk to right now, Sammy, because I think we have to have hope or we just lose it. And Sammy has every single reason on earth to give up. And all she wants to do is fight to keep living and breathing, literally breathing, and love her dog as much as her dog loves her. And when she passes, to give that dog to another person who needs to live. She just dropped off. She's quite an inspiration. We are talking about a woman who is clinging to life. Yet all she wants to do is give love. And I tell you what, I met her. I love her. All she does is make me smile. And she's on the line. Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Tell our listeners how you're feeling this morning.
What was that?
How are you feeling this morning, my dear?
Honestly, I'm feeling kind of miserable today. Not feeling all that great.
You're having a hard time breathing. I will not keep you long. You're up. Okay. You're up. How old? Tell our listeners.
I'm 34.
You're a kid. And
yeah.
You're suffering from what? Your physical ailments.
Excuse me. I have COPD and congestive heart failure.
And not to be morbid, but I think this is important that people know this. You're dying, right?
I am, yes.
And I know this makes folks uncomfortable to talk about, but you're not uncomfortable with us addressing this, are you? You want people to know.
I definitely do want people to know.
Why?
I want other people to know that there's good people out there, that there's people that care about other people, that people do what they can for others.
You have, I would argue, I mean, I don't know because I'm not there, but I was there. You have this gorgeous dog within a foot of you right now, do you not?
Oh, she's right here with me.
Tell our listeners about your dog, her name, and what she does for you.
Her name is Leia. She is basically my world. She does everything. Anything and everything for me. We were in training for her to be a service dog. And she, when I can't breathe at night, she wakes me up. When I'm having a hard time during the day, she's right there next to me. She will get on top of me if I pass out or if I fall. She's there to make sure I'm okay. she basically is my doctor, if you want to say it like that.
She keeps you alive.
Yes, exactly. She does.
So people know this. This is the miracle of this story that I just, man. She came from a pound, a dog pound. She's a mixed breed. She was trained in a prison, was she not?
She was.
My God. Inmates in the prison in Ohio train these service dogs. And then Paul Anthony, my man, and then Sammy was involved for, how long were you involved with the training? Was well over a year.
I would say about a year and a half, almost 2 years, yeah.
So people know this. This dog is so magnificent and brilliant that there have been times when you stop breathing and somehow she senses that. What does she do when you stop breathing?
When I stop breathing at night, she comes over and starts nudging my hand or gets on top of me. And like, it's almost like she's giving me CPR pretty much.
What? How does that happen, Sammy?
She just knows and senses. She's mine, so I'm her. It's like we're linked together.
I love her, man. She's in this wonderful apartment that her mom and brother have for her in their home in Aliquippa, and she's there with Sammy. Sammy lays at her feet, but she also jumps up on your chest, does she not?
She does, yes.
That's the coolest thing on earth. And maybe the most selfless act I've ever heard in my career, and I'm an old guy. Sammy, what do you want to make certain of before you die?
I want to make sure Leia goes to a good home where she'll be taken care of and where she'll be able to help others. I want her to make sure she does what she loves, and that what she loves is helping another person, being another person's world, basically, and another, just like she does for me.
It's hard for you to say, isn't it?
It is. It is.
When did you cross this threshold and decide, I've got to do this?
Not a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago, I figured out that, hey, I know. Well, I've been on hospice since August, so I knew things weren't going to last.
Right.
And then a couple weeks ago, I'm like, it's not going to be much longer, so I need to find something for Leia to... I need to find Leia a good path for her. So I started looking around, started thinking about what I could do, and the best thing that popped into my head was to give her back to Paul, to give her to somebody who will do the same thing that she's done for me.
I don't know, man. Hey, by the way, so you're hearing from Sammy and my man, Paul Anthony. You got to see this to believe it. You've got to see this compelling story. Patrick just posted it. My man, Jeff Orvitz, just posted it. Go to the Get Marty page. Go to kdkradio.com. Go right there and check out this compelling story. It's, man, I rarely get this sort of opportunity to tell this kind of empowering story at kdkradio.com. You'll see Paul, you'll see Sammy, you'll see this beautiful dog, Leia, and you'll be inspired. I've got Sammy on hold. I wanted to bring Paul. Paul Anthony, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you, buddy?
Well, this is very emotional stuff because it's what do we describe it as, Paul? Bittersweet, right? Right?
Yes, yes, yes it is. Yes, it is.
And tell us why this is so hard for you and then why it brought so much joy to you that someone could show such selflessness, sir.
I met Sammy 3 years ago through a friend of mine, and she's an unbelievable human being. You don't find human beings like this. She came to me. She was 31 years old. She came to me about a service dog. And I had to find her a service dog. I mean, I knew right off the bat that, you know, this girl, she has a glow about her that you want to be around. So I had to help her.
And you got her a service dog, and this dog is a miracle. First of all, this dog has saved her life, has it not, Paul? Because you trained it, and these amazing inmates trained it, and she trained it. It's amazing, is it not, sir?
Yes, we trained it to, when she stops breathing, to get on her chest and wake her up so that she starts, she's able to start breathing again through all everything that she uses to keep breathing.
Amazing. And so a couple of weeks ago, she comes to you and she says what, Paul?
She said, Paul, she said, I don't believe I have very long to live. And you've been a godsend to me. Leah's been a godsend to me. I want Leah to go when I pass away to do the job that she's doing for me and to become a service dog for somebody else because that's what she enjoys doing.
Yeah. Paul. It rips your heart out, doesn't it, man?
Oh, man. It does. It does.
But it's also this glorious, selfless act, is it not, sir?
Yeah, you know, she's always put Leah first before everything. I mean, everything. Some people out there with fake service dogs, and that's why I get so upset sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
You know, this girl needs a dog, and she cares about her dog, and she cares, and you know, Sammy doesn't want to pass away. She wants to live, but to worry about this dog and to have it go to someone else when she passes on, to know that it's going to another good home to do what she does best, that's, I mean, I have no words for that.
Hey, Paul, can a dog adapt that way, sir? A service dog like this?
Yes, sir, they can.
Okay.
Yes, sir, they can.
Okay. Paul Anthony, yeah. You're the best. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Man, an amazing story. Sammy, I have never seen anything like it. I find your courage amazing. I find your attitude amazing. One of the cutest things she said when I was in her house, I said, you're so sweet. What did you say, Sammy?
Mom all the time.
Okay, here's what I hope. I hope you fool them all. I hope we're laughing about this in 10 years, and you and Leah are sitting there making jokes and eating snacks. I just do. But in the meantime, I love you. I'm so glad I met you. I'm so glad we could help tell this story and find someone, if you do pass, that Sammy can take care of as much as she took care of you. Thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you for everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.